prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's another Friday, the end of the week here at the Superhuman Nation, and I am in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Good. What's going on? You're perky.
I like that.
Yeah, that was good. Okay. what do we got going on today, Lisa? There's going to be a story at the top of the second hour that we have to tell people to stick around for.
Okay.
If you know a vegan or you are a vegan, you need to listen to this story at the top of the second hour, because there may be some bad news on the horizon. That's all I'm going to say right now. Keep people in suspense a little bit.
Yes, let's do.
So okay. What's new?
Well, I wanted to talk about the anti-stress bracelet.
Yeah. So when Elisa told me this, she goes, you know there's an anti-stress bracelet? I said, yeah, it's called the 10-carat diamond tennis bracelet. You put that on a woman's arm and all the stress will go away for probably a good few months, actually.
Oh, so I guess it's supposed to be like a Fitbit. I don't know. It's called a Wellbe. It's a digital bracelet designed to support and promote balanced well-being for people in a hectic and busy environment.
Yeah. Smoke a little weed. That's all. It does the same thing. You don't have to wear it on the outside.
So there was a commercial. No, there was a story on something about, speaking of weed, there was marijuana in water system in Colorado, Hobie, Colorado.
Yeah. So marijuana, THC has gotten into one of the water facilities there, and it's coming out of the tap.
Carl said, I'd be like bottling that water.
Yeah, man. I can't drink it all today. I'm going to have to save it. I can't. I mean, if I could drink it all today, I would, but I can't. I would have to save it. I'd have to get big gallon jugs of it and put it all over the house. But yeah, I mean, could you imagine? I mean, if I was 20 years old and somebody said, hey, man, the water's been, tainted.
Spiked with THC.
Yeah, and
THC.
Its weed is coming out of, man, I would have stayed home all day long.
You could bottle that and then sell it later.
Tell me about it. There you go. Brilliant. Somebody in Colorado, stop bottling it because you can sell it later.
So anyway, this Wellbe bracelet, it uses a heart rate monitor and a mobile app to detect and determine your stress level based on time, location, and people you meet. And then it offers a wide variety of meditation and other well-being exercises to release stress and help you calm down.
Yeah, for people who need to be reminded to relax. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I don't think it's terrible. I mean, I think it's sad that we have come to this where someone has to wear a bracelet to remind them to relax. I mean, a lot of us, probably me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I train in the morning, and I'm pretty spent after training. So I'm pretty relaxed for the rest of the day. But some people just get all wound up and they stay there, I guess. So
Do some meditation afterward, maybe.
Smoke weed. It's easier. It's faster. You don't have to wait 20 minutes.
Is that your answer for everything?
You know what? So I get into arguments about this all the time. Proponents of alcohol need to understand that there is no ethanol receptor on the cell. Alcohol intoxicates us because it's a neurotoxin and it's mildly poisonous. That's really where the buzz comes from. Weed, on the other hand, we have a cannabinoid receptor on every cell. We have an endocannabinoid system. Our brain actually produces some level of cannabinoids. This means that we evolved not only living around, but either consuming or utilizing these cannabinoids for possibly millions of years for them to be inscribed into our DNA and part of the cell structure. So if you're gonna do something recreational to get a buzz, doesn't it make sense to do something that's actually with your body as opposed to against your body? That's why I don't get the whole, criminalizing weed thing. It's just nonsense. And we know what it is. It's the alcohol industry doesn't want weed to come around because people drink less alcohol.
So there was speaking of alcohol, there was just a new study that came out that says alcohol is a direct cause of 7 forms of cancer.
Yeah. And this is, and you know what? When I hear these articles, I actually feel good. Not good for the people who get cancer, but how flippin' long have I been saying these kind of things on the show? Like, don't fool yourself into thinking that the resveratrol in the wine is good for you, because the alcohol is 10,000 times worse than what the resveratrol is doing for you.
The study, which was published in the Scientific Journal of Addiction, concluded that there is more than a simply a link or statistical association between alcohol and cancer that could be explained by something else. There is now credible evidence to say conclusively that drinking is a direct cause of the disease. According to Jenny Connor of the Preventative Social Medicine Department at Otago University in New Zealand.
And I'm going to tell you how it does this. I'm going to tell you how. And whether or not this comes out during my lifetime or later on, I'm going to tell you how it does it. So we know from Dr. Seyfried's work and all these other great scientists out there that are looking at cancer as a metabolic disorder, right?
Right.
Okay. What do they say changes first? So the medical orthodoxy says that it's a genetic mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they look at that because they think that's domino one. But there's actually a domino in front of that. And what do they all talk about? Mitochondrial dysfunction.
Right.
The mitochondria starts to fail. It shifts into anaerobic respiration and glycolysis. That is what changes the DNA in the cell. So that's what happens first. Well, when you drink alcohol, it just makes the mitochondria less efficient. It actually has these... The mitochondria has these, it looks like threads coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
These threads actually pull calcium into the mitochondria, which makes the mitochondria dysfunctional. So they're going to find out that the way alcohol causes cancer is that it damages the mitochondria by allowing calcium to infiltrate the mitochondria. You watch 10, 30, 50 years from now. Watch.
This is a quote from the researcher. Even without complete knowledge of biological mechanisms, the epidemiological evidence can support the judgment that alcohol causes cancer of the oropharynx, larynx, esophagus, liver, colon, rectum, and breast. There's also growing evidence suggested that alcohol was likely to cause skin cancer, prostate, and pancreatic cancers.
Yeah.
Emphasizing that a drinker's risks increased in relation to the amount consumed. For all these, there is a dose-response relationship.
That's scary.
It is scary. But
why? Alcohol is a flipping poison. Haven't you ever heard, oh, the poison is in the dose?
The highest risks are associated with the heaviest drinking.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, you know.
But the burden is also experienced by drinkers with low to moderate consumption.
They don't develop cancer, in other words.
No, they do.
Oh, yeah.
The burden is
also
experienced.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. So regular alcohol consumption is going to contribute to the risk of cancer, developing cancer, and so many other things. But anyway, you know, it's look, and I drink. Right? When I go out, sometimes I drink. So I don't lie to myself and go, wow, this is really healthy for me. This is going to help me live longer. This is high risk behavior. That's what it is.
She says to take consecutive alcohol free days.
How about free months?
Mm-hmm.
I think the wise thing to do is, like, if you're a drinker, you like to go out and party, then schedule your festivities so that you can take 3 or 4 weeks of no alcohol off. So then you go out and you have that one night where you drink. That seems more sensible to me than, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to skip Thursdays. You know, if you're drinking more than you're not drinking, dumb thing. Very, very dumb.
More positively, there was some evidence that drinkers who gave up alcohol could reverse their risk of laryngeal,
cancer.
Pharyngeal, and liver cancers.
Interesting.
And that risk reduced the longer they avoided alcohol.
Now,
so,
we did a show, actually, on the way that alcohol consumption causes cirrhosis of the liver, which is when the liver becomes cancerous, too. So there are microbes in your gut that stay sequestered by these biofilms. You know, you have bad microbes in your body, but they don't affect you because the body is good at sequestering them and keeping them from getting out at large, kind of like little prison systems inside your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol breaks down that biofilm, allows those bad microbes to go through into the liver. Once they get into the liver, they plant themselves there. They stay there. And this is the seeding process of cirrhosis of the liver. So the way alcohol leads to cirrhosis of the liver is not just from a sheer filtration process, like, oh, you've got to filter all that alcohol through you. That's part of the stress, the hepatic stress. But the thing that leads to cirrhosis is these bad microbes that break free and get into the liver, and that is that between that and the hepatic stress, bam, you've got liver cancer.
Interesting. So changing the subject, I found an article which is pretty interesting. There's a guy, he's from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sajjad.
It's probably, the J's are usually pronounced like H's, so I would say it's Sajjad.
Sajjad.
Yeah.
And his last name I can't even attempt to pronounce.
I can't bend it. Sajjad, I can't bend it. No, I'm only kidding.
Gharibi. Anyway, he's 24 years old. He weighs almost 24 and a half stone, which is...
Which sent Elisa looking for her stone calculator.
I had to find my stone
calculator. Her old Texas Instrument stone calculator.
I had to find the stone calculator.
Yeah, right.
So it's like 336 or probably a little bit more because I didn't factor in the half stone also. So
The thing about this kid when you look at him is, so I'm betting that this is a myostatin null human being.
He looks like a giant. I told Carl, I don't think that he looks that muscular.
No, he is. Look. So this guy looks like a Belgian blue bull, the Italian bulls. You know what I'm talking about? Not the Belgian.
Comparing him to the Hulk.
Well, and he does look like the Hulk, but he's got a lot of fat on him, too. Don't get me wrong. He's not lean by any stretch of the imagination, but he is super muscular. And when you look at him at 24 years old, his size, the thickness of his muscle bellies, you know that he is, A, myostatin null, and B, probably has a pituitary adenoma that's causing excessive rapid growth.
Man, his fist looks bigger than, I don't know what. I mean, it's
huge.
Yeah,
it looks like a suitcase. His fist looks like, the kid's amazing. I mean, I hope he does something good with his life.
Well, they probably would put him in movies, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, this guy's a freak. This guy is a freak in every sense of the word. If he ever chose to become a powerlifter or a bodybuilder, I mean, this guy would dominate for years. I mean, he's just massive, massive.
Okay, so I just need to mention there is another food recall due to listeria. It's Bar S Foods. They make hot dogs and corn dogs, but they also have like turkey dogs or chicken dogs, I mean. So if you happen to eat any of those products...
Poop them out right away. That was good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good today. I'm in a funny mood. I feel good. This is great.
Just be careful if you do.
One of the things I wanted to mention was we know why the listeria is getting stronger too, right?
Why?
It's because of Roundup. Don't forget that. We talked about this, right? Glyphosate is a mild antibiotic, antimicrobial. It's making these pathogens stronger and more resistant to the modes that they use to get them out of our food.
So what's in a hot dog that would cause the listeria?
Oh, that's true, right. No, I buy that back. I'm sorry.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah, can I buy a vowel? I take that back.
You buy it back?
Yeah.
You were wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What time is it? 12:14. Remember this day.
Notate that Carl was wrong on the air once.
Yes, yes. Yeah, wait. A vegan hot dog. Are they vegan? I mean, no vegan hot dogs, right?
They might have some. I'll have
to
check.
Yeah, that's the one that's got vegetables in it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, you know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Because I'm in a funny mood. I want to talk about boobs.
Boobs are a good subject to talk about.
Tell me why. Because you actually have stories about them.
I actually have them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you do. I can attest to that.
Okay. So, moving on. Evidently, millennials are going braless.
And I wonder why.
I think that they feel that it's... freedom, like
that was my generation. That was our generation, right? Remember, ban the bra, burn the bra. Remember the burn the bra protests in New York City. I mean, it was in the late '60s that everybody started going braless. It was symbolic of revolution. Like, we're going to break the rules. We're not going to keep our boobies wrapped up in these things anymore.
So one quote says, "Going natural and not wearing a bra is a choice. I find it empowering and fun, but I think there's less passion behind it than when burning bras was done out of political protest."
But just think about how that started.
Free the boobs. Remember the boobs? Here in Louisville, these women were walking down one of the main streets. It's called Bardstown Road in Louisville, braless. It was called Free the Boobs.
Yeah, right. They've taken it a step further. So our generation was like braless. This generation is like braless and topless.
Exactly.
Next generation, you guys are going to have to get naked completely to make any kind of point at all.
Well, so evidently they're choosing like bralettes, which are really popular right now. And I like bralettes. They're choosing.
Is that like a bando?
Well, no, it's like a lacy version that's.
Oh, no straps on top.
Well, some of them have straps on top.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. More form fitted.
Yeah. And there's no wire. There's no padding. There's no push up.
Yeah. 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 Minimalist.
More natural. Yeah, and then also like, jog bras, sports bras, things like that. I think, the maker of Fruit of the Loom. Is one of the most popular with millennials. It's the second bra seller to millennials. And they make like the cotton.
Yeah, yeah, real minimalist stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could it be because millennials are broke? And bras are expensive. I never knew how expensive bras are until I started going shopping with, you know, women when I was really young. And like, are you kidding me? Like, and don't you need like five of those a week, six of those a week? Don't you change them? Bras are a couple hundred dollars.
Well, not all of them are. You can find some that aren't.
Are they more expensive the bigger your boobs are?
No.
That's fair.
Okay, so sports bra is the fastest growing bra style among millennials. So, and evidently Victoria's Secret is having problems because they're not buying push-up bras anymore.
No.
So anyway, can wearing a bra cause cancer?
We've heard this before. So the theory is that by wearing a bra, especially a tight bra, it actually congests the breast tissue with lymph fluid that should be moving around. Instead, it's just kind of stuck there.
Well, interestingly, when I had my thermogram done, there's a little
gnat. A little fly in
there's
here.
There's a gnat
I know.
In here flying all around
yeah,
me, right
I know,
around
me
my
too.
Face.
I know.
So when I had my thermogram done, there was lymph fluid in my around
right where the wire ends. Well, that was right there where the wire ends too, right? The underwire.
Well, it was underneath, and like I do not use deodorant that has aluminum in it because
right.
they say that aluminum from antiperspirants is a potentially dangerous toxin that can accumulate in your lymph nodes, and if it's not properly drained.
Right.
So, but I don't use a deodorant that has aluminum in it.
And so when you went for your thermogram.
Yes. Yeah, so it just showed buildup of the lymph fluid.
Fluid right there. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't just massaging it make
massaging
it?
Massaging it. She said going without a bra would help.
There you go.
And I like going without a bra.
I'm all for that suggestion. That sounds good. That's what I'm thinking, like in the 60s, right? A bunch of women said, we want to do something and make a political gesture here. And some guy said, you know, you should take your bra off and burn it. And they went, yeah, that's a great idea. I think that was a spoof. I really think some guy dreamt that up.
Kind of like, that sounds like something you would have seen on Forrest Gump.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, constricting bras have also been implicated in the rise of the benign breast cyst and lumps.
Like fibroids. Yeah.
So if you do have fibroids, take iodine.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know what? If your doctor doesn't tell you that, shame on him. If you have fibroids, take iodine. They go away. It just takes a little while, but they go away.
Yeah. I don't know about the underwire bras. I don't like those.
No.
They hurt.
So let's talk about 11 things you can tell by looking at somebody's boobs.
No, it's 11 things your boobs will tell you about your health.
I said the same thing, just a different way. Come on. The way I said it's more fun, right, everybody? Okay.
You're about to start your period.
Yes. They get big and painful, don't they?
Yes. You're pregnant.
they start dripping milk.
You need a new bra. Did you just say what I thought you said?
That's how you
I
know.
I just glazed right over that.
Okay, so you need a new bra. You know how you know what that phenomenon is called?
What?
One hung low.
If your underwire is stabbing you, your boobs are spilling over, or your back, neck, or shoulder pain on a regular basis, your body could be crying out for a new bra. Yeah. Have a proper fitting and choosing a style that's practical and supportive. You know, I went to, I think it was like Dillard's. I had never really had measuring, but they do that
fit,
for
yeah.
you for no charge.
Right.
You can go, and I think Victoria's Secrets does it too. You can go and they measure you around.
Yeah.
And
they measure you around. They measure the cup size for you.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to wash it.
If flies are following you around. that's got to be a, like if a woman has just like a limited number of bras and she has to wear one for like 4 or 5 days at a time, I guess that's a problem, huh?
Well.
They kind of get sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't think they smell as bad as my five fingers, right?
Oh, no. Nothing smells as bad as your five fingers.
Okay.
You're losing weight.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
You're eating too much salt.
Oh, because they're saying water
retention. And water retention, you can feel it in your body.
Yeah.
You're drinking too much coffee.
That would be diuretic. So what are they saying about that one? Sorry to rain on another one of your delicious parades, but a study from Duke University showed that 61% of women who cut out caffeine had reduced pain in their boobs. And previous research agrees that for an estimated 25% of the women, it can stop altogether. Who knew?
Caffeine causes the blood vessels in your boobs to dilate.
No, this is wrong. Because caffeine is a vasoconstrictor. It constricts blood vessels. So
really?
How could it do that as well? Okay, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're overdoing it at the gym. You're deficient in iron.
How do you know? Okay, so how do you know you're overdoing it at the gym? Let's see here. But exercise is good for me,
well,
you say, and you're not wrong. What?
It says you're not wearing adequate sports bra,
so it's not working.
It's either too tight or it's not tight enough.
Gotcha.
It goes back to the fit.
How about the deficiency in iron? How does that one work? Found that adding iodine supplements to a woman's diet significantly reduced breast pain in half
yes.
of the pain. Yeah, there we
iodine,
go.
Iodine, there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
You may have polycystic ovary syndrome.
Okay.
And you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, they got to throw that one at the bottom. Yeah,
all
and
right.
You need to see a doctor. Ask him all the questions about, hey, doc, look at my boobs. What do they tell you? All right, we have to take a break. We have lots more good stories. And like I said,
when we come back, I want to talk about man boobs.
Oh, now that's just not fair. Okay. You promised not to call me that anymore. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
Six million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. And that chime can only mean one thing. And that is that we have another story to talk about. It just came in hot off the press. What is it?
Okay. I just wanted to talk real quick about Anthony Roberts' new blog post.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony is always, so Anthony Roberts is a very unique individual for those of you who don't know who he is. He's a blogger. He's a coach. But I call him the pit bull of journalism because Anthony sniffs out stories. And then using things like the Freedom of Information Act and all this other stuff, he gathers all the information, and then he drops these bombs that go overlooked by a lot of people. The quality of his writing and the quality of his research is that of the top 1% of the journalism industry. And so he just blog. What's the website it's on?
It's on Medium.com.
Medium.com. So 70 more protein powders just failed label claims, and he has broken the story there on that website.
70 protein powder lab tests fail label claims. That includes Syntha 6.
Right.
It contained 7.28% less protein than the label claim.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's almost not even a protein powder.
Here we go
what
again.
What the hell did they have in there then? Go ahead.
Here we go again with Optimum Nutrition.
Yeah. See, this is Glambia. This is, see, this, we talked about this.
Right.
So I really think it's the source of the protein powder. It's the raw materials that these companies are buying. I think that somebody needs to look at Glambia and say, look, you know, they're selling us inferior protein powder. It's not even meeting their own label claim. So we're starting out already at a deficit. It's got to be.
Their protein gold standard whey contained 6.21% less protein than the label claim.
And that's not too terrible. I mean, 6%.
Well, that's a lot. If you're counting your macronutrients for specific reasons.
Yeah, but let's say you think you're getting 22 grams of protein. Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
No, it was the fly. I thought you were cutting me off.
No,
was the fly back?
It was the fly.
I thought you were like, no, I want to move on. No, so if you're supposed to get 22 and you're only getting 21, that's not as terrible as if you're trying to get 22 and you're getting 8.
6.21%?
Off. Not
off.
Less.
Less.
Yes, 6.21% would be like 1 gram of protein you're not getting.
On other products contained of the Optimum Nutrition, they contained 5% less protein than label claim. So
Anthony has all the snapshots of the research. He's got everything over there at medium.com. You really need to read the article and educate yourself on why you should be buying Thrive Advance. I'm sorry, shameless pimp here, okay? But we put our post-production lab analysis on our website so you know that what you're paying for is what you're getting.
CelluCore is on the list. GNC is on the list. MuscleMed, Metrix is even on the list.
Gosh, even Metrix. So this tells me that it's the raw materials that these companies
are. So just go to his website and look at the article and look at the list here so you can educate yourself.
Thank you for
and
that.
And know
Anthony.
What you're purchasing. Okay, back to man boobs.
Something you won't find Anthony Roberts writing about. and that's right. And I got them, too. I have them. So I'm an old guy. I used to be fat. I've got a little gynecomastia.
So evidently, it affects up to 40% of men. Most men are aged 18 to 34, specifically 25 to 34.
Now, that's scary. I would expect this phenomenon to occur in an aging population whose estrogen is on the rise. I would not expect it to happen in the 18 to 34 range at all. That blows me away completely.
Really?
Yes, of course. If you understand the pathway that breast tissue is activated and then it grows, the stimuli that causes it to grow, you would realize that this is a severe hormone imbalance and testosterone has got to be in the dumper. And estrogen has to be up high.
Right.
And that happens in older men. But usually young guys, they're just dripping testosterone and their estrogen is where it belongs.
It says it also can be triggered by medications like antidepressants, heart and liver pills, some cancer drugs, anabolic steroids, and...
But anabolic steroids give you the good man boobs. The man boobs look different because there's 13 inches of muscle underneath them.
And that's also what. It says here, which I don't know about this one, cannabis.
No, that's been known for a long time.
Really?
One of the things I tried to tell my son when he was really young on why he shouldn't smoke weed. I said, it'll give you boobs. And he was like, seriously? I said, yeah, it activates the estrogen receptor and it'll give you boobs. And he was like, I don't want boobs.
So I guess you can have surgery to have it repaired.
Dr. Chrysler does it. There's several different ways to do it, but all of them require complete removal of the fat and the glandular tissue beneath the man's nipple. Yep.
Interesting. So.
And if you get it too late, like if you've lived with your man boobs for like decades and then you get it, then while you don't have man boobs, you have saggy little nipples instead. They just kind of hang there because clearly the skin isn't going to pull back. So.
It says losing weight or exercise will not affect the condition as it's not caused by being overweight.
No, it's glandular the glandular tissue has been excited and starts to grow.
So evidently there is a 25 the testosterone level of the average male today is 25% less than it was in 1992.
And that is a great segue, and that's why you chose it after gynecomastia, because, so we've talked about this on the show years ago. LabCorp's assay for testosterone, when I first started checking my testosterone 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the bottom for men, which was considered hypogonadal,
right.
you needed testosterone. You're like in a dangerous place now, right? And that's when insurance companies wouldn't pay for testosterone therapy back then unless you were hypogonadal.
Right.
Okay. The bottom used to be 420
and
nanograms.
Now it's
280.
Really?
Yes. A man 280? Can be as low. A man can be as low as 280 before an insurance company will kick in and pay for testosterone therapy. And that's because you have to understand that these lab assays are created by epidemiological research.
Well, some women have more than that.
Yes, I would hope. These lab assays are created by these very, very large population studies in the United States, and they look at everybody's and they go, oh, this is the lowest and this is the highest, and let's average it a little bit and we'll find this mean. And that's, but when you're looking at a sick population who all have really low testosterone, and then you make that the basis for what is still within the normal range, you're missing the point here. I mean, the idea would have been, holy crap, not to change the assay from 420, but to figure out why men's testosterone level is dropping so low.
The average male estrogen level has increased 40%.
And now this is partially explained by the obesity epidemic. Okay, so the aromatase enzyme lives in fat cells, and the aromatase enzyme converts testosterone to estrogen in men. That's how we get estrogen anyway.
But you can take something to stop that conversion?
Yes, there's lots of things you can stop. I mean, things as innocuous as vitamin C. High-dose vitamin C has been shown to be a pretty good aromatase inhibitor. It interferes with the cytochrome P450 cascade. It interferes with COX, C-O-X, cyclooxygenase, which is responsible for inflammation. Well, cyclooxygenase is the enzyme right before aromatase. So anything that reduces inflammation reduces aromatase production.
Okay. Male sperm counts are down 40% in that same time period.
And infertility is through the roof.
Yes, it is.
So and so why is this happening? This is, and there's another thing that we have to mention here. So we talk about this drop in testosterone, this elevation in estrogen in this innocuous discussion like, oh, let me point out to you the repercussions or what's happening to our population. There is a massive increase in LGBT people today. And why is it happening? Because sexual preference occurs before genital differentiation. Okay? Sexual preference actually starts to build the inroads in the brain and the nervous system in the first trimester, and then genital differentiation actually happens either in the second or third trimester. I'm not sure, but I think it's the third. That's when DHT kicks in and the testicles and penis drop, or it stays a vagina because DHT is low. So what you have is desire, sexual desire happening at a completely different phase than genitalia and not checking with each other. It's not like the body goes, well, we've already taught this person to like boys. We can't give him a penis. So what happens is you have people who are born with the desire and attraction to men or women, and they also have the same body parts as these people. They're, I'm attracted to a woman, I have a vagina. I'm attracted to a man, I have a penis. So this, we talk about this like, oh, this is like some parlor trick. Did you hear testosterone levels are down? Well, guess what it's doing to people?
Well, and we all know that we are having feminizing of fish. Of fish.
Yes. But it can't happen to humans. We're too complex. I think not.
So we all know, like the xenoestrogens, the phytoestrogens. This one, the air that you breathe is carrying estrogen-mimicking chemicals in the form of smoke, soot, and exhaust vapors.
Yeah. Yeah. Where we live in a sea of hormone-mimicking. I mean, it's not just... So we talk a lot about estrogens because phytoestrogens and xenoestrogens have been really popular in science. Phthalates are actually xenoandrogens. they attach to the testosterone, the androgen receptor. But here's the problem. Phthalates work hand in hand with estrogen mimicking compounds because they don't activate the androgen receptor. They just block testosterone from getting in there. But we also have phytoandrogens in our environment. We have xenoandrogens that look and act like testosterone in the body. We haven't been talking about them yet.
Okay, so the phthalates, you just mentioned phthalates, they're chemicals used to make plastics like the polyvinyl chloride, the PVC.
Phthalates make plastics
flexible. Right.
Think saran wrap and stuff like that.
They are found in vinyl flooring, detergents, automotive plastics, soaps, shampoos, deodorants, hairsprays, nail polish, plastic bags, processed food packaging, garden hose, inflatable toys. So think about that, inflatable toys. The kids are chewing on inflatable toys
playing
all the
them.
Time.
Right.
Storage bags and intravenous medical tubing. And I'm sure there's more that I haven't mentioned.
So we did a show probably in 2007 about phthalates causing a drop in testosterone in 2007 in population.
BPA, parabens. There's parabens in everything.
You know what? We embrace chemistry like it's the greatest thing in the world, and it's going to wipe us off the planet. I mean,
And we haven't even talked about pesticides. I mean, the pesticides.
They are also – so many pesticides are also hormonally mimicking molecules as well. There's some pesticides that actually – they disrupt the thyroid. They destroy the thyroid because they act like thyroid hormone, and they plant themselves in there and they destroy the. So we're in a sea of this stuff today.
Well, you just have to, you know, you can control your environment
to a degree.
Well, somewhat. You can use products without parabens in them.
You can definitely minimize your exposure.
You can use like the clearly filtered to get rid of the fluoride in your water.
Yeah, and fluoride's another one. Fluoride's a thyroid disruptor. It mimics thyroid hormone. It's iodine.
MSG. You can eat food without MSG.
Yeah, remember our parents used it. Well, not you, maybe your mom, but my mom bought Accent when it first came out. It was just pure MSG.
What did she do?
It was supposed to be a meat tenderizer. You put it on your steak to tenderize the meat. It was just pure MSG. We were like, oh, this is so good, Mom. This is so good. Well, and then 2 minutes later, I was running around the house at 100 miles an hour, banging my head against the wall.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
But so you can minimize.
Yes. But you have to take the time to read stuff,
educate,
know stuff,
or listen to
the right
Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, listen to the right radio shows. Don't listen to the TV shows like Good Morning America, where they're telling you to cook stuff in the microwave in plastic. I saw something the other day, and they were putting it in. It was in a plastic dish, and they put it in the microwave. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is what they're teaching people on mainstream TV. Mm-hmm. This is why we have such a sick population. This is Idiocracy, the movie Idiocracy, coming true.
It's where you get your information.
That's right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
At the top of the hour, going to drop a bomb on
the vegan
nation. I don't know what you people are going to eat.
Okay, so I have a story here that I want to talk about. It's about a young girl. She's a 21-year-old photography student, and she has aspirations of having her art displayed in galleries one day. Well, her dream was crushed when she recently was hospitalized for attempting suicide. And there's these powerful pictures that she's taken, or someone has taken. They're of herself, so, or maybe they're of other people, I'm not sure.
No, they all look like her.
Okay.
Yeah, they're self-portraits, I think.
They're self-portraits, and they're amazing. Like, there's one with her laying on the bed with, I guess, a fan is blowing her head, and she's laying on the hospital bed with her hospital gown on. And she took these because she wanted people to feel the emotions that she's experiencing while she's in the hospital.
Yeah, she's trying to depict images of depression, images that convey, wow, this person is clearly, and you can see the expressions on her face, the poses. They're not poses. They're really just real life type stuff where she's laying in bed. I mean, you can see the distress, the human distress on her. And I think it's a basic feeling that we've all had and shared. And you can look at it and you can recognize it very easily.
She said her self-portraits explore what it's like to be a girl, me, who is on the verge of death. The emotions that I experienced in hospitalization were very overwhelming and intense. And I hope you can see and feel that in my photos. This is what she told. I guess she was interviewed by Redbook.
Right. Isn't it Women's Day?
Redbook also. Okay. She said she also felt some rebellion about the fact that many people show only the perfect things in their life on Facebook, and she wanted to show that difficult stories are also allowed and inspire people to share them too. She said she hopes that they also gain love and support and feel less lonely again.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to see some of these photos, but I just thought it was kind of a moving story to talk about. So when I actually first read this I got teary-eyed because it was, you know, looking at these photos and kind of heartbreaking. She's a 20-year-old, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking. So I thought, you know, why do I cry so easily?
Right.
You know?
I've thought about that myself because I can cry pretty easily, too. A song can get me to get there really fast.
I can remember when I was younger, I would did that commercial with the guy, the football player. It was a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah.
And he was going through the tunnel and he,
and the kid.
And the kid, and he offered the Coca-Cola to the kid. And
Then the kid offered him the Coca-Cola so that he gave him the jersey.
Oh, was that the way it went?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was, you know, a long time ago. And I can remember seeing that commercial and getting teary-eyed at the commercial.
Well, you're in touch with your emotions. There's nothing wrong with that.
But so I guess some people cry because of birth control pills, hormones, menopause for women.
That time of the month for a woman, if she's going through her period, certain points, especially when progesterone is very, very high, they'll get depressed.
Right. So it says here, if you even if you're really tired and you haven't gotten enough sleep.
That'll make you cry.
That can make you cry more easily.
Mm-hmm. Because you just feel you don't have anything left to resist with. You know?
Just feel puny.
So Elisa uses that word. That's how I know if Elisa doesn't feel good. She says, "Oh, I feel puny today." I haven't heard that since I think the Three Stooges or Abbott and Costello used to use the word puny.
Oh, did they?
I've never used the word puny before in my life. I know the word. Mm-hmm. I've read it, but it's funny when you say it.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Holiday, but I guess Cameron Diaz and what's the guy's name?
Jude Law.
So he's the crier.
Right.
Remember he said in that movie, he said, "I just cry."
She hasn't cried.
And
since
she hasn't cried since she was a child.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah.
Yeah. So bottom line is there's lots of reasons that people cry pretty easily.
Right.
We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to drop a bomb. And I hope everybody's ready for it. I hope everybody's open-minded about it, especially the people within the vegan community. I fear not. I fear they're going to say this is nonsense. But we'll see. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegas.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So compassionate people who choose to be vegan generally say the reason they do that is because they feel bad for animals. You know, it's sad. Animals have a terrible life.
They're live beings.
Yeah, and then they're killed. You know, and no one likes to talk about death. We don't want to acknowledge death in our own lives. Never mind, you know, that the hamburger we're eating, an animal had to die for it. And so that level of compassion drives people to eat nothing but that which grows out of the ground, vegetation.
Well, interestingly enough, scientists are starting to research plants more, and they're
finding out information
that plants are similar to the animal kingdom.
Well, and more specifically, you ready for this, folks? Plants have feelings. Plants can feel. They sense fear. They react to fear, and they communicate. They're intelligent. They're really intelligent. So if you feel that you're not eating the hamburger because the cow that has to die for it, then you may want to not eat that salad either, because plants died for it. They felt their death. They feared for their death. And now you're eating their dead parts.
Okay. So evidently there's been a new study conducted by researchers at the University of Missouri. And this particular study was on the specific plant called a thalecress.
Okay.
It's from the Brassica family, which is Brassica, closely related to broccoli, kale, mustard, greens, and cabbage.
Cool. Okay.
Although it's their cousin, it doesn't taste very good to eat.
Okay.
Because I think it must be bitter. It's a particularly popular plant to study because it was the first plant to have its genome sequenced. So scientists understand its inner workings better than any other plant.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So what the scientists did, the researchers, they tried to figure out vibrations. Okay.
What they tried to do was to determine if any particular vibrations could get the plant to react in a certain way. That would illustrate that the plant is quote unquote hearing things.
They had to make a precise audio version of the vibration that a caterpillar makes as it eats its leaves.
So the munching sound of it being eaten. Go ahead.
The theory was that these vibrations that the plant can somehow feel or hear. In addition, the researchers also came up with vibrations to mimic other natural vibrations, such as what the plant might experience in wind.
Right.
It turns out that the thalecress actually produced a mustard oil, which is mildly toxic when ingested. It sent it through its leaves to deter predators.
Right.
The study showed that when the plants felt or heard the caterpillar munching vibrations, they sent out extra oils into the leaves. When they felt or heard other vibrations such as wind, they didn't do anything.
So they were reacting to the attack by the perceived attack. Even though they didn't sense or feel the caterpillar munching, they heard the caterpillar munching. And so they got ready for this onslaught attack, and they started to produce this toxic
oils.
And also it probably doesn't taste good. And the bug doesn't want to eat it anymore.
It's a far more dynamic defense than scientists had realized. The plant is more aware of its surroundings and able to respond better than expected.
Right. Right. And so this phenomenon of what we consider saps, actually, and their purpose is nothing new. In fact, the rubber tree plant, which has been a plant that we have exploited for hundreds and hundreds of years now, the idea that you can drive a device into the side of the tree and all of the sap will come out of it. The reason that happens is not because this thing is some sort of vessel, hollow vessel filled with latex. It's because that latex is the defense mechanism of the rubber plant. When it perceives bugs eating it, it produces this resin that literally sticks them in place and immobilizes them so they can't do it anymore. But when you drive one of those devices that they drain them with to get the sap out, that tree actively pumps all of its sap to that one spot in response to this injury. And because it never fills up, it just keeps pumping it. You could think of this as somebody who just got their jugular vein severed. Their bodies are going to pump all their blood out. That's what a rubber tree plant is doing. It's pumping this latex to that spot. It's not gravity fed. It's not just dripping out because of gravity. It's being pumped to that actively because of the wound that you just inflicted on it.
So evidently there is a new 53-minute documentary out by a plant ecologist. His name is J.C. Cahill. It's called Nature, What Plants Talk About. It's streaming on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, you may be able to view this. It sounds very interesting. He says that we may discover that plants routinely exhibit animal-like behavior. What if some research indicates they communicate with each other and their environment? Perhaps plants hunt, scream, share, and nurture their young, just like members of the animal kingdom.
So Elisa read a couple studies before, and I just want to talk about these briefly. One study shows that plants actually can choose their environment. Now, when we think of their environment, we think of above ground, right?
Right.
But the way plants move, the activity of plants is below ground. So what these scientists did was they planted pea plants, right?
Right.
And they planted them where the plant was right in the middle of the pot, and the pot was two separate pots. Right. And so part of its root was in one pot, part of its root was in the other pot. They then created two different conditions for one pot and the other pot. One where the availability of nutrition was inconsistent at best, and the one where availability of nutrition was consistent.
And then they actually had another one where it was medium to low level of nutrients.
Okay. The root pattern showed that the plant selected one over the other two.
Yes.
And so we know. So people are going, oh, my God, you're talking about the roots. No, the roots don't just grow out.
They grew
in some ambiguous direction beneath the plant.
They grew toward the constant nutrient level pot.
They redirected all of their metabolic energy to get the root system to actively grow in the direction that they wanted it to. That is intelligence, folks. That's intelligence. I mean, it's undeniable.
Okay, so it says here that plants are incapable of hunting or foraging for food, right? Watching a rootling search out nutrients via a time-lapse photography might change your mind.
That's what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
So,
So if you have a plant at home, it grows toward the source of light.
The sun, yeah.
Yeah.
See, we take that for granted. We're like, oh, look, it's growing. It's choosing to utilize its energy to direct itself in that direction. That is an active, that's not passive, that is active on the plant's part.
So it says you think that plants can't smell? There's a plant it's a parasitic plant. It's nicknamed Count Dracula. It lives off of a host plant. Once it sprouts, it only has 72 hours to find a victim. So how does it find a host? It uses its sense of smell, something that's akin to a sense of smell.
So what we're saying here is this. I mean, those of us in this audience, you know, I'm not going to stop eating lettuce. But for those out there who condemn those of us who are omnivores and say that we are not enlightened and we don't care about the animals and the life of the animal, you're a compassionate vegan. You feel sorry for the animals. You need to feel sorry for the plants too, because they, you know what? And if you don't recognize their level of communication, their level of intelligence, their level of pain, their level of fear, then you're just being selective with your concern.
Okay, so you know, cut flowers, slice tomatoes, your freshly mowed grass. Well, you know what those are? It's a scream from the plant.
The smells, you mean?
The smells.
Yeah, the plants are screaming.
Yes.
But they do it differently.
It puts off a scent.
Yeah.
And that's their way of
screaming.
And
humans do too. When humans become freaked out, the scent of their body odor changes. We do the same thing, but we just have other capacities that plants don't.
It says here, what might trouble a few vegetarians is that those odors are the plant's equivalent of a scream.
Yeah.
Plants release a scent as a chemical SOS when a plant faces danger or injury.
So when you're making that salad and you're enjoying all of the beautiful aromas from all of your cut vegetables and the basil, just remember that what you're doing is, with your nose, you're hearing the group screaming of all of the vegetables that you just sacrificed.
Look, I don't have a problem with eating vegetables, and I don't have a problem with eating meat.
Yeah.
That's just the way of the chain,
right,
you know?
Right.
But that's how we stay alive.
Right.
But for vegetarians and vegans who say there's something wrong with eating meat and they're eating vegetables,
because they want to be compassionate.
That's because of compassion.
Right.
Not because of religious reasons.
Religious reasons or even diet, you know, like they say, well, no,
allergies,
I feel better.
Right.
But people who do it out of compassion. Yeah.
That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, because you're causing some level of pain on a species that you perhaps don't recognize as being intelligent and worthy of your concern. And what I think you need to do is start eating cardboard.
Listen to this. Plants appear to recognize their kin and are more protective of relatives as compared to non-related members of the same species.
How do you like that? That makes perfect sense.
Isn't that interesting? There was an experiment conducted in a Douglas fir forest that showed that plants not only share resources, they are more likely to direct them toward their offspring. That's amazing.
And again, they learn all this stuff from the root systems. Right. Above mm-hmm. ground, we're going, what are they talking about? These plants aren't even doing anything. What are you talking? What happens underground in slow motion?
It's convincing that nurturing may not be limited to the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
I want to watch that Netflix documentary.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we do have to talk about a vegan situation gone bad.
We've got a couple of vegan stories to talk about.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Smoke on the water. Remember this song?
Yes. Kid? I think I went to that concert when I was young.
Deep Purple?
Was it Deep Purple?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Black Oak, Arkansas.
No. Oh, my God. Their music is nothing like this. Oh, my God. For all the people out there who love music right now, they just cringe. I think I went to that concert. Deep Purple? No, Black Oak, Arkansas. Like, what? Didn't they do, like, combination banjo rock and roll or something like that?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah. That's funny.
I went on a date with a date, and he took me to that concert.
Black Oak, Arkansas.
I don't remember it. I just remember that. Okay, so moving on. We're going to stay with the vegan theme here.
Just for a minute longer, because it's important. This is the story we actually wanted to talk about last week, but we didn't have time.
Yeah, we didn't get to it. So I posted this on my Facebook page. An Italian baby raised on a vegan diet is hospitalized for severe malnutrition and removed from his parents.
We see this all the time.
I guess it was a 14-month-old, and he weighed slightly more than a 3-month-old. If he weighed slightly more than a 3-month-old and he was 14 months old, wouldn't the parents of that child have been concerned?
Mm-mm, probably not. You got to remember, to convince yourself to eat a vegan diet, you have to disconnect with reality anyway.
He was on a vegan diet. He was not on any dietary supplements. He was found to be severely malnourished, suffering from dangerously low calcium levels.
Let me guess, B12, iron.
He had to undergo an emergency operation because of a congenital heart condition, which was aggravated by his low calcium levels.
Jesus.
Poor 14-month-old.
That's so sad.
They took the baby away from the parents.
They should. You know, the idea that the vegan diet is a complete diet is just nonsense. And, you know, so you got to supplement with it. And the irony is that, you know, a lot of mainstream organizations promote the vegan diet as a complete and sustainable diet, and it is not. Everybody gets sick eventually on the vegan diet. There are people out there right now listening to this show going, I've been vegan for 6 years. Okay, that's fine. 7, 8, 9, 10. See if you can eat like this for the rest of your life. You can't. You will not be able to. I don't care what you say. You won't. You know, do you realize two very important B vitamins that we obviously evolved under the conditions of?
Right.
One can only be found in animal protein and one can only be found in plants.
So,
now think about that.
So you can't find them in...
You cannot find folate in meat or dairy or anything else.
No supplements.
No. They didn't have supplements when we were dwelling in caves. Nobody said, you know, I'm going to eat vegan, so I need to go pick up some supplements at GNC. They had nothing. It was the fact that our bodies require a balanced amount of vitamin B12 and folate, another B vitamin, tells us that we consumed animal protein and plants side by side for millions of years. Millions of years. Because you can't find B12 anywhere in the plant kingdom at all.
The doctor says here the baby should have had support with calcium and iron at least.
But why? Just feed the baby a normal flipping diet. Stop imposing your extreme idiotic dietary templates on unsuspecting, unable to protect themselves, babies and children. All of you parents out there who are feeding your children vegan because you're vegan, you are really reckless and dumb.
Italy has seen multiple cases of children on vegan diets being hospitalized for malnutrition. In June, a 2-year-old girl was brought to a hospital where she spent several days in intensive care after doctors found her to be suffering from multiple vitamin deficiencies and low levels of hemoglobin.
This is terrible.
A 2-year-old.
If babies were supposed to have vegan diets, then carrot juice would come out of women's boobs and not milk.
Last June, an 11-month-old baby whose parents are vegans was treated for severe malnutrition in Florence, Italy. And it goes on and on. Yeah, right. It's just...
It's sad. It's sad because I don't think no parent wants to knowingly hurt their child. None. But the problem is, the lie about the effectiveness, the completeness, the appropriateness of the vegan diet for human beings has been promoted for so long, since biblical times. This is not a new discussion. I've read passages of the Bible where they talk about the vegans and the meat eaters fighting against each other. And the idea that we now can get a message from here to a billion places at the blink of an eye with the internet, you've got more and more people falling for this nonsense that a vegan diet is healthy for them and then for their children. It's not.
Okay, so here's someone who posted an article in The Spectator last year arguing that it isn't veganism that harms children. It's neglectful parenting. Veganism, if done right, can give kids all the nutrients they need for healthy growth.
This is my point. If done right, this is my point. Here, let me give you the analogy of what this idiot is saying, okay? I manufacture cars. I sell cars with brake pedals but no brakes. You buy one of my cars, you crash into a pole and die. I say he was not paying attention to what he needed to do as a driver. He was not capable of driving a car without brakes. No, you sold someone a car without brakes and made them feel safe in that car when it wasn't safe. This idea that, oh, no, you can eat vegan as long as you do these other 65,000 things to make up for the idiocy of your diet, the incompleteness of your diet. Yeah, you can do it right then. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. That's stupidity. Unfortunately, we have a huge population of stupid people today. I'm sorry. It's the truth. You know it's the truth. I mean, breast milk. Think about it. And then you want to put a child on a vegan diet? Breast milk is the only thing made in nature to feed a human being. And you're going to challenge that 5 million years of evolution? 4.6. I rounded up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What's a couple hundred thousand years?
So here's a quote from the manager of the Division of Technical and Medical Services for the American Academy of Pediatrics on vegan diets in children. She said, the AAP does not have specific policy statement on the vegan diet. However, AAP's Pediatric Nutrition Handbook, 7th edition, includes a chapter on the nutritional aspects of the vegetarian diets.
Vegetarian or vegan?
Vegetarian.
Big difference.
Some information regarding vegan diets is included with the chapter, within the chapter. So in this chapter,
when you go there to read about it.
When you read the chapter and you go and read about it, it talks about how, you know, vitamin B12, vitamin D, that they recommend daily requirements of.
Yeah, so you have to supplement with it, they're saying.
Right. And then they cite the Canadian Pediatric Journal as their source.
Right.
But in the Canadian Pediatric Journal, they cite the American Journal as their source.
Think about this. So the Canadians go, we think the vegan diet's okay for kids as long as you supplement a lot. And we're basically going from what the Americans have said. The Americans are going, we think the vegan diet is okay for kids as long as you supplement, right? And we're basically basing this on what the Canadians think. They're both pointing at each other. This is circular idiocy right here. This is nonsense. I'm flabbergasted.
That to me is dangerous.
I'm flabbergasted.
It's harmful.
Yes, because it continues to promote this idea that this diet is safe and complete and good for children, and all you got to do is make sure you supplement it. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Stop it.
I just want to, we probably don't have time there's another story here about vegans.
Well, we can go a little bit longer.
In the UK, veganisms have increased by 350% in the past decade to 542,000 people in the UK.
That are vegans. Yeah.
And it's mainly driven by young people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are aged 15 to
30. Let me tell you what it's really driven by.
15 to 34.
Yeah, but it's driven by celebrities who really have great talents at singing and making movies, but are as dumb as stumps when it comes to nutrition. That's what it comes from. I'm sorry. Beyonce, Jay-Z, they use their power and their stature to promote a vegan agenda. Then they open up vegan restaurants. And stupid people are going to follow them. Meanwhile, I'll bet you money that Jay-Z is ducking away and having a steak once in a while. And I give them a few years. Beyonce is going to hit the wall. Look, I predicted what was going to happen to, what's her name? Brad Pitt's wife.
Angelina Jolie.
I predicted it.
I should go back and find that episode where I, when she had her ovaries removed, I said, oh, she's crazy. She's going to go through menopause. She's going to feel sick. She doesn't know what she's in for. She said those words in an interview. If I would have known that this is how I was going to feel, I would have never done it. I predicted it. I'm predicting this. I give it 3 or 4 years, 5 years, and Beyonce, if they don't become closet meat eaters to keep their empire going, she's going to hit a wall and nobody's going to know what, oh, wait a minute. Just have a steak. Oh, I feel so much better now. You watch.
This one parent says that we are confident parents now and know what we are doing is best for our child and for the animals and the planet.
Yeah, there you go, the animals and the planet. So they're more worried about the animals and the planet than their own children. They should have their children taken away from them.
We are making sure our daughter is getting a lot of green vegetables, a lot of high carbohydrate, low fat foods.
Yeah, there you go. So she'll be diabetic at 13. That's a good move. These people are stupid. And you know what? I come back to something I used to say. Life is not for everyone. This is the new evolutionary selection pressure at work. These children will not have children. They will be erased from the gene pool. This is the thinning of the herd. We don't need a plague anymore. It's happening.
So you really think that the increase in veganism and vegetarianism is only because of celebrities?
Absolutely. When you said the segment of, it's not adults. It's not 35, 55. They're not going, oh, I need to be healthy. No, it's 15, 16, 17 year olds. What do they normally care? They're eating Hot Pockets and picking their nose and eating their boogers. Now all of a sudden they're going to become vegans. It's because they're seeing it on the internet. They're seeing celebrities doing it.
No, and it's also because they want to save the planet because of climate change too.
Well,
I've heard some of them say that before.
So by eating more plants, they feel like they're not eating beef.
Right.
Yeah, and they're being lied to about that as well. But who's carrying the message to them? Who is it?
The people that you hear on the news.
Katy Perry, maybe?
Yeah.
People like that, right? Save
yeah.
the planet.
Or even politicians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Celebrities. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now, I do know this song.
I didn't have my own mic open this time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls, yeah.
Where are they today? They're hanging out with the Spice Girls.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to talk about teeth a little bit.
Yeah, you like teeth, don't you?
There was a study that shows that dentin... Well, has in earlier civilizations, it shows vitamin D deficiencies.
Yeah. I wonder, like, did they say what portion of earlier civilizations?
The researchers from McMaster University.
Good school.
Yeah, it is a good school. Found microscopic abnormality form in the tooth's dentin layers when the body lacks vitamin D. It actually created a record, like tree rings.
Yeah.
That can be analyzed later. It was published in the Journal of Archaeology Science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they don't talk about what period of time, but that would only mean that the individuals were not out in the sun at the time.
The researchers compared teeth of modern-day people to those extracted from bodies buried in Quebec, France, in the 18th and 19th centuries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were wearing clothes already. We were living inside of homes, houses, or huts, whatever you want to call them. So, you know, I think that the only people who got sun back then are the people who worked in fields, you know?
There's also a study that was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Excavations in a cave in Morocco have revealed early evidence of tooth decay in a nut harvesting hunter-gatherer society.
So they had bacteria in their mouths back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was an increased reliance on wild plants rich in fermentable carbohydrates.
Mm.
Which caused...
Could turn to sugar.
It caused an early shift toward a disease-associated oral microbiota.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, and we know... So when we became farmers, when agriculture occurred some 40,000 years ago, we would grow single types of crops, like potatoes. And people would get terrible cavities because we ate this one thing all the time.
The transition from hunting and gathering to food production is associated with a change in the composition of the oral microbiota and broadly coincides with the estimated timing of a demographic expansion and Streptococcus mutans, a causative agent of human dental caries.
Wow, that's amazing. So there you go. That's where we got our tooth decay from.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. You want to talk about this real quick, the type of parenting before we go into the break?
No, I have one more about teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
A 2-million-old mishap that befell two early members of the human family tree has provided evidence of what they ate.
2 million years ago, an elderly female and a young male of the species
Australopithecus, it's Sediba.
They fell into a sinkhole where the remains were quickly buried in sediment. In 2010, an anthropologist
Lee Berger
from the Human Evolution at the University of Witwatersrand and his colleagues, they described the remains of the creatures. They studied the teeth of these specimens, which provided to have unique properties because of the how the hominins died. I guess they were buried quickly.
Yeah, so they were almost like hermetically sealed.
Fossilized,
yeah,
even.
Yeah. No, I think they were hermetically sealed. Fossilized would imply that all of the they were mineralized, that all the minerals around them leached into their flesh, so they wouldn't have been able to test for anything. I think they were just kind of encapsulated and protected from oxidation, and they just kind of sealed up in there.
Because the teeth had not been exposed to the elements since death, they also harbored another thing not discovered in earlier hominins, areas of preserved tartar buildup around the edges of the teeth. Mm-hmm. In this plaque, the scientists found phytoliths?
Okay.
Bodies of silica from plants eaten almost 2 million years ago.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, and that'll tell us a lot about the microbiome. So every now and then, Elisa waves, and I think that she's waving to tell me to, like, do something programming-wise, and it's that little fly, isn't it?
It's the fly. Yeah. The phytoliths, I don't know how to say that word, gave an even clearer picture of what they are consuming, including bark, leaves, grasses, fruit, and palm.
Cool. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Teeth. They're so much fun.
You keep saying, wow, cool, interesting. Do you not have anything else to add?
No, I don't. I really don't. When it comes to teeth, I don't. That's your thing. That's your bellywick. I brush them in the morning. I brush them at night, pretty much use them to chew, and that's it.
Hopefully you floss every now and again.
Yes, I do. Of course I do. I enjoy flossing. Excuse me. Okay. You want to talk about pushy parents or go to the break?
We can just go to the break.
All right. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation.
All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So last week we talked about anorexia a little bit and bigorexia.
And drunkorexia.
And drunkorexia. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of rexia work lately.
Mm-hmm. So there was an article on your Facebook page.
Yes. Let's credit the person who shared it. It's Khalid Hamloui posted it on my Facebook page.
Thank you. And it's abnormalities. Now, see, once you mispronounce a word.
Look. Now they're all going to come out that way. Abnormalities.
Found in insight areas of the brain and anorexia.
So this is really interesting. So the region of the brain called the caudal anterior cingulate and posterior cingulate are responsible for what we consider insight. Being able to see our own behavior, our own actions, and appropriately and fairly assess those actions without deviating from reality. And people, in order to become anorexic, that area of your brain has to be compromised.
They don't see themselves as what other people see them.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about body dysmorphia. There's a certain degree of that in that as well.
The brains of people with anorexia nervosa who have poor insight may not generate an error message when told, for example, that they are putting themselves at serious risk for death by severe restricting.
Right. Right. Makes perfect sense. So there you go. There's a reason for it. Now,
and it's also plausible that their brains literally don't believe that they are severely underweight and their behavior is dangerous, even when objective evidence suggests otherwise.
There you go. You're messed up. There's got to be a drug for that. Can't they come out with a pill for that? Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay. He's back.
So yesterday, Elisa said to me this morning, what was it that we wanted to say on the air today? And I couldn't remember it, and I just remembered it.
What was it?
We were complaining about watching people pick up their dog poop and putting it in plastic bags. And it's so sad watching an adult human being following behind their dog, picking up their bowel movement, putting it in a plastic bag, carrying it home with them like it's a lunchbox. I said, now there's an area that Monsanto could really help us with. If they could come up with a genetically modified dog that doesn't crap Everyone would want a dog. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Couldn't think of it. There you go. Another one of my brainstorms. Okay.
So anyway, so anorexics may... I mean, I don't know if like counseling helps. I guess
nah,
it does.
Counseling doesn't help. No, because if you lack the faculties within the brain, if they're literally missing, if counseling isn't going to help them. I don't know what's going
to
help them.
We may be able to teach insight to these patients using different tools or techniques, included virtual or augmented reality technologies.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I mean, I think it's going to be hard to, if somebody's got that defect, basically it's a defect in the brain. I don't know how you just overcome that. What's next?
Okay. So I wanted to talk about, this little bug is still bugging me. It's like flying around in trying to get into my head.
Is he
like
on
keep,
your shirt? Is he go?
I keep
no, the other
my
side,
forehead.
The other side. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So there's a teenager in Wisconsin.
No way.
And we've talked about before people who have scheduled their own deaths.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, she's scheduled her death,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have like a prom for her, and it's called One Last Dance for the Wisconsin Teen.
Oh, that's so
sweet. But this is sad because she's 14 years old, and she has it's called spinal muscular atrophy.
Oh, man. So she's like getting hunched over, I would imagine, right?
It's an incurable disease, type 2 spinal muscular atrophy that typically kills during adolescence, but not before inflicting great pain.
Aww.
She is feeling that pain now and is being kept alive by use of a ventilator 12 hours a day.
How sad. So she can't even breathe on her own.
She just turned 14, and she has decided that it was time to remove the ventilator and die. The alternative is that she would use the ability to control her hands and to speak while experiencing more crushing pain and surgery.
Yeah, what's the use of living, right?
Surgery along the way to an inevitable death.
Why? Yeah, I mean, I think that they should let her, if she wants to end her life, she should do it.
So by the end of August, she's going to turn off her ventilator. It's terrible. If you just read what this disease does to people, it's just awful. It says it's inherited incurable condition that, people don't usually live into adolescence. She says she just kept going because she was fighting for her family. A few months ago, she endured her 38th surgery. 38th surgery by the age of 14.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
Yeah. So this was another article that made me cry.
Well, and I, you know, now that you brought it up, I have to share something with the audience, but I've scheduled my own death as well.
Why?
June 11th, 2081. I want to be 121 years old and I want to die on my birthday.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. So that's it. I've scheduled my own death. June 11th, 2081, folks. Be around for that, okay? Oh, by the way, an editorial correction. We talked about Constantori Davison and the passing of his father-in-law last week. And I mentioned that Con has been sleeping on the floor in the basement so that they could make room for his father-in-law to stay in the master bedroom. And Latasha wanted me to tell everyone that Con didn't have to sleep on the floor in the basement. There was another bed that he could sleep in, but he wanted to sleep on the floor in the basement for some reason. She felt, I guess she felt like, wait a minute, you know, things aren't that bad here. He could have been sleeping in a bed if he wanted to. I have a feeling I know why Con was sleeping on the floor in the basement.
Why?
Well,
it's probably cooler down there for one
a,
thing.
A, it's cooler. B, I'll bet you that in the morning, Latasha used to come down and, you know, wake them up, you know, come and maybe, you know, snuggle in. They're in the basement. They got a little more privacy. They can snuggle a little bit more. I'm just saying, I think that would be the reason I would sleep in the basement if I had to. But anyway, so that's the editorial correction. Sorry about that.
Okay, so James Godden, is that how you pronounce
yes.
his last
yeah.
name?
Yeah.
He posted a push-up challenge on your wall yesterday.
Yeah, I've been ignoring it.
And so he's posted it on my wall today.
Yeah. So you know what? Look, I just started doing very light pressing movements. I can't do any push-ups with my tricep yet. I'm all in for this. I'll do it, but I have to wait till I'm healed.
So I guess it's day 20 of his day 22 push-up challenge.
So you got to do 22 days of 22 push-ups a day and post it on Facebook?
But he said he's doing 22 days at the gym instead.
Oh, well, can I just count that instead? Because I'm already doing that.
I think you can. I'll have to read through this, but I think you can. This challenge is for to raise an awareness for veteran suicide.
Yeah. Sad. Veterans and farmers.
Every day, an average of 22 veterans take their own lives in the U.S.
That's sad.
So part of the challenge is to nominate someone to join in each day in order to raise awareness for the issue. It says, I will be doing 22 push-ups, recording, posting here on Facebook, and nominated a friend to take on the challenge themselves in order to raise awareness and spread the word.
I'll have to try doing a couple push-ups this weekend and see how my tricep feels. If I can do 22 push-ups, maybe this be even bigger for me to do it now since I'm on the mend. So I'll have to see if I can do a push-up right now because I'm pretty heavy. You know what I mean? I'm not a little guy, so.
Okay, my Facebook friends better watch out because I'm supposed to start this tomorrow. I don't know if I can yet because my shoulder has been bothering me a little bit.
Yeah.
I might be able to, though.
Yeah, let's try it. We'll get home. We'll try a couple push-ups and see how we feel.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all I've got. You got anything else?
That's it.
Farmers are killing themselves, too.
I think farmers right now have the highest suicide rate.
Of any, like, profession.
And also, you know what causes depression, don't you?
Yeah.
Which is causing these farmers to commit suicide.
What?
Glyphosate.
Yeah, all these different hormonal disruptors. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Oh, and I have to stand corrected. I posted a fun fact on my wall the other day and said serotonin does, 95% of all serotonin is produced in the gut. And someone asked me, does it cross the blood-brain barrier? And I said yes, and the answer is actually no. It does not cross the blood-brain barrier. The serotonin you produce in your gut is used by other tissue in the body, not by the brain. But think about this. So when they give you a serotonin reuptake inhibitor and they tell you it's just affecting your brain, it's not. It's affecting
it's also
the serotonin.
Affecting your gut.
So excessive serotonin levels can cause heart valves to malfunction, cause connective tissue to stretch. So think about that.
So because you've said before that when women are,
I can tell a woman who's on antidepressants
because of they have a belly pooch.
They look like their belly, but it's not just a pooch. They look like a light bulb. It looks like a little round pot belly below the navel. So they could have a flat stomach, and then all of a sudden just kind of pops out below the navel.
And why is that?
Because a study showed that serotonin reuptake inhibitors cause a breakdown in the connective tissue that holds the intestines, the large intestine, small intestine, and everything in place. So everything just kind of sags down into the diaphragm, which then eventually also leads to incontinence, by the way. So these poor women that are on antidepressants long term.
And women are taking the highest percentage of people taking antidepressants because of menopause.
And you know why, right?
Because they need hormones instead of antidepressants.
No, they complain too much. The doctors give them antidepressants. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's not right.
I'm just kidding.
It's their husbands making them complain.
There you go. That's what it is, making them sick. All right, that's it. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Casual Friday.
Bye.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for